Our Pentecost celebrations are not the same as those that were taking place in Jerusalem, as we've heard in the reading from the book of Acts. Not least because we are being told not to gather as too many people in one place, whereas the Jewish people were most definitely all together. It was crowded and busy. And the celebration that they'd gathered for was a feast day celebration. It took place 7 weeks or 50 days after the Passover, and it's that 50 that we get from the Greek word Pentecostos that gives us the word Pentecost. So what happened? It says, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. It's quite a lot happening in a very short space, isn't it? And it didn't just impact on the disciples. There were all the others who'd gathered in Jerusalem at the time who heard what was going on and realised it was understandable in their own language. Now, it's tempting to think of it in terms of a rushing wind billowing through the room, sweeping away the old and heralding the new, followed by a raging fire setting their hearts ablaze to work passionately for God, and culminating in the power of an articulate expounding of God's glory. But that's not what it actually says, as it was a sound like the rush of a violent wind. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. What we're presented with is a picture of the Holy Spirit bringing in a new unity that transcends racial, national, and linguistic barriers. Where once we were separated by language, society, and faith, now we can be one in common understanding of all that Jesus' life and death means for us. We no longer have to try and reach heaven. But in Christ and the Holy Spirit, God brings heaven to earth. What does this event mean for us today? We know from our gospel reading that Jesus spoke of the Spirit of truth being sent to help us to understand right from wrong and to guide us into all truth. And so this highly symbolic event marked the moment when the Spirit of truth was given to the disciples so that they'd be able to give a testimony of who Jesus was and to speak out in the name of Jesus and bring the love of God to all people. Tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them was a moment of commissioning. Think back to Moses when he sees the bush that appears to be burning. And God speaks from it, sending Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, to lead them away from their suffering. Jesus had already told the remaining disciples that they were to go and make disciples of all nations. It's that great commission that we read about at the end of Matthew's gospel. And so the tongues of fire seeming to rest on each one of them would have clearly signalled to them that the time of commissioning had come. The Holy Spirit fills them and they begin speaking in languages that they've never previously spoken, yet which are clearly understood by the people who've gathered in Jerusalem from many different places. This moment marks the breaking down of barriers that have separated one from another, the racial differences, the cultural distinctions, the gender segregations even. How did it do this? The language of love and truth. It was all very well the disciples being given the gift of speaking in other tongues, but they needed to do something significant with it. And they did the only thing they knew and understood. They declared the wonders of God to everyone who was around to hear. So this morning, as we consider our personal response to the invitation of the Holy Spirit, let us, each one of us as an individual, let us ask ourselves how we might speak that language of love and truth so that others might be able to respond to Jesus. What barriers might we need to take down if we're to communicate more effectively? What are our personal prejudices? We might choose to call them preferences, of course, that might stop us coming alongside someone in our community because we see them differently to ourselves. We need to ask God to blow the wind of the Holy Spirit through us, to purify our hearts and minds with the tongues of flame, and to give us a new understanding, to receive a new language, if you like, an insight into the lives of others, so that we receive that language of what it means to be guided into all the truth, so that we're able to reach out to others in love and truth, in the name of Jesus. Amen.